So yeah, you don't know shit about Dragon Ball.
Yeah, okay. You were sucking on titties when I was watching that shit.
I didn't like breast milk, okay?
That's why you're so meek.
You got me on that one.
Yeah.
Only fans, it's girls' accounts. It's made for girls that have it because dudes subscribe to it. And then if a dude has it, it's gay dudes that subscribe to it, not females paying money to see.
No,
dudes.
I bet you there's girls out there that would definitely pay to watch Henny Milk make a cover art.
I'll make them naked.
Dude, naked collages.
Dude, I'll put myself in one, yo.
Oh, the gang. I need like 10% of that.
Dude, I got you. All right. We got to hit this introduction. Welcome back to the number one least listened to podcast in America. That's right. It's Internet Phantoms. Hunter is making chicken. But we got the resident face tat.
Hello.
We got the resident milk henny. And we have a very special guest we have today, Ranch. What the fuck is up?
Hi. Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's a fucking pleasure, always. So, Hunter, our resident liberal's making fucking chicken. So, I just want to jump right into it. It's time for... It's the Godzilla Corner. Rachel,
what
have you ever seen a Godzilla film?
No,
but you know Godzilla, right?
I know who Godzilla is. Yeah,
he's pretty badass.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Oh damn!
See,
it's damn.
But no one's ever seen them.
But what are you trying to convey, though? Is it just that Godzilla's cool, or are we trying to say that the movie's got to be cool too?
Well, it's funny. I kind of wanted to bring it up first because, like, I didn't want to forget. I was on Google, like, checking, you know, like, the Google News, how you get?
Mm-hmm.
The very first thing I seen was a goddamn Godzilla ad, bro.
Oh, they're listening to us.
They've been listening to me.
Wait, they have a new film?
It's coming out November. Oh, yeah, I'm so stoked. Godzilla versus King Kong.
That's if coronavirus doesn't push that back.
Yo, don't even fucking say that, yo.
Just being realistic.
Still have never used Hinge.
Don't, bro. So, this one girl, here's earlier. I was like, I'm not interested, but, like, I wanted to let you know that it's your instead of your, like, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. And she's like, thank you, love. I mixed the two. And I'm like, you're 28.
Yo, for real?
She straight goes to me, age ain't shite, S-H-Y-T.
Wow.
I've always had a problem with my English, blah, 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 blah. And I go, you're almost 30. You should know the difference. And I asked Ranch earlier and she said it's illegal, and I'm pretty sure it is. She straight told me she never went to elementary school. She didn't go to school till she was like 12.
What?
Yeah, a truancy officer would be at your door. You can't just not go to school until the age of 12 in America.
Unless she didn't go to, you sure she's from America?
We don't ask these questions. We don't give her the benefit of the doubt.
So yeah, I've been seeing a lot of creatures. I did almost fall in love on Bumble though. I can't even lie, this beautiful woman. She looks like the cutest little bean. I was just heated. I ain't getting that swipe.
That wasn't your shawty? She wasn't for you?
Nah, there's only one shawty for me. Woohoo! And she...
Oh, man. You know, it'd be like that sometimes.
We think. I still don't know.
Was that a little BL?
It was a big BL. It was a BLS.
Ooh, was it the BL strawberry?
Fucking big, large, big, large, fucking, I don't know, what S?
Seltzer.
It's a big, large seltzer.
Strawberry. It's strawberry, that one.
Yo, strawberry is not it.
Oh, black cherry was better?
Black cherry was hard.
Black cherry go hard.
So I ordered some drizzly to be delivered to Henny Milk's house, and...
It was a true power play.
Yeah, so I got him a bottle of Tito's, and I got a six-pack of Bud Lights, and then two of, like, the individual cans of the Bud Light seltzers. I've never had them, but that liquor store didn't have a lot, and it's like a $40 minimum, so I was just ordering shit. And Johnny, can I say your name on this?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
Logan calls me John on here. I can't fucking win.
And Johnny is like, yeah, it's a 12-pack. I'm like, wait, what do you mean? I got you a 6-pack. And they gave him 12, like a 12-pack of Bud Light.
Word? That's what's up?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I couldn't find the fucking the milliliters on it.
It's the 12-ounce cans, right? It's a regular can.
I'm not sure. Hold on.
Are they mini boys? I don't think they have mini boys.
I really can't tell. Because, like, I'm looking at this giant BLS.
Those are the big boys. The seltzers. Those are, like, the bigger ones.
But so, all right. Face tap.
Yes, sir.
All right. Did you watch WrestleMania?
So, okay. All my opinions are coming from Twitter.
Wait. So you didn't see it?
Well, I saw, like, the first hour of day one.
Yo, that was honestly the worst one. I said to myself, if Kabuki Warriors lose, I ain't watching it. That's going to be like, that's going to show how shitty this is going to be.
Yeah. See, I don't even think like I made it that far. Like I was just so like uncomfortable with like the acting mm-hmm. that they were putting on. Like I just couldn't do it. Like there is nothing that could save it. But like I fuck with the creativity of that. Like that, what are we calling it a Buried Alive match?
It was. I heard they weren't saying that because of the virus.
Fuck it. Let's bury him alive.
Which is like, how are you not going to call it a Buried Alive match, but have him be buried alive with a tombstone having a date on it?
Yeah, bugged out.
Called it a boneyard match. Rachel, here's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
If someone told you, oh, WWE is having a boneyard match, what do you think that would entail? Someone who doesn't know wrestling.
Like to the death.
Oh, all right. Yeah,
that is
what
okay.
happened. So yeah, all
right. I could fuck.
Right? Was I right?
Yeah, yeah. It was basically whoever gets buried first. Well, I don't even know. Is that even the stipulation? They never even said anything.
Well, boneyard. Like when you think boneyard, it's a graveyard. So like.
So Godzilla's cool, yeah.
I guess Godzilla's cool as shit now. Girls fuck with Godzilla.
Have you guys watched Tiger King?
I just finished it the other day.
Yeah, I've seen it twice now.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm watching it for the second time. So, did Carol Baskin feed her husband to the tigers?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
She seems 100% sociopath.
She literally said, "No, if you want the tigers to eat someone, you have to cover them in sardine oil." Like why would you know that
when they were talking about when the tiger attacked Joe Exotic, right?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah,
no, if you want the tigers to eat someone, you gotta cover them in sardine oil first.
Like you don't just know that.
Yeah, she definitely was cooked out of her mind for real.
Have y'all watched Don't Fuck with Cats?
Oh my god, yeah, really sad.
Oh, I've seen that too. I've watched that twice.
I just finished it last night. I put it on just like because I just needed something, and I was fucking hook, line, sinker, dude.
Yo, you fell asleep watching that?
Oh, nah. I tried to.
I couldn't watch like certain scenes because it's terrifying.
Yeah, nah, you was bugged out for even thinking about that.
Dude, for real. I had no idea. Like, it was, I was telling that girl Jess, I was like, dude, like, watch it. And just like Hunter, the fucking little bitch, he's like, I can't watch it. They kill cats. I'm like, they don't even fucking show it. They don't show it. It's so much more.
But they show, like, some of it, and you can, like, hear it, and I don't like that.
They showed the dead little frozen boys.
Oh my. Yo, that's fucked up, yo.
Oh, it makes me so sad, though. Like, what's wrong with that kid?
I did kind of squirm. I was like,
It was fucked up, because I'm watching with my friends. We was just cooling at their house one night. We was all fucked up, and all of a sudden, that one scene came on where he's putting him in the vacuum sealer.
Yeah, like, what's wrong with him?
Bro, I'm looking at his cats, and his cats look identical to the cats that are being put in the vacuum sealer. And they're, like, looking at the screen like, yo, please don't do this shit to me.
Oh, that's so sad. It's so sad.
I know.
I'm just like thinking of my cat, little Timmy, and I'm like,
I got a new love for cats.
I'm like, dude, you're mad adorable. Like, I would never do that to you. And then we have people out here eating dogs. Like, what's wrong with you?
Rachel, speaking of eating animals,
mm-hmm.
do you think we should be able to eat dolphin meat? We're bringing it back.
Whoa.
I mean, I've tried whale before, so I mean, I don't think.
Word is whale fire?
Whale is mad fucking good. Like, it's more tender than filet. Because it's so, oh my god, it's like fatty.
But like, where you gotta be to get like a whale from?
Newport?
I had it in Iceland. Newport.
Yeah.
Newport.
I don't know. Dude, whales be washing up on Newport Shore sometimes, no?
Yeah, I don't know how they do.
They do.
What's the weirdest thing y'all have ever eaten?
Weirdest thing I've eaten? Probably whale. I don't know. I eat pretty basic.
I had some Zimbabwe food one time.
Zimbabwe?
Yeah, but it was like pig guts and shit. I think it was tripe. Tripe, that's what it is. Something like that. And that type of...
Tripe? Yo, intern, look up tripe!
The other thing we gotta do is when we get a little budget on our hands, we might have to go take a field trip to Carol Baskin's sanctuary.
Dude, she'll kill us. She'll cover us in sardines.
Fuck them.
I'll fuck a sardine. I'm lonely in this quarantine.
Well, I'm glad that the case got reopened.
Yeah, I heard about that. They reopened it in Florida, huh?
Yeah, they just didn't really have... They were actually... I guess, like, the department was, like, waiting for the documentary to come out because they would put more light on it. She revised it so she can still receive everything he left for her in the will.
He took all that bread.
If he disappears.
So if he... If, like, he disappeared, obviously, but if they didn't say disappearance in the will?
She wouldn't be able to get it. They would need a body to prove that he's dead.
Oh, so technically he's just somewhere else.
Yeah, that's what, think about it. Like, life insurance, the insurance companies want to make sure, like, car fires. I watch a lot of Forensic Files.
Me too.
Car fires. They need to prove that it's the person.
Oh, God.
It's the person. They have to prove that it's the person. That they're being told that it is. Like, they need proof that it's that person that has a life insurance policy. They don't just, like, dish it out. They're like, oh, supposedly this person's dead. We're going to take your word for it. No, they need proof. It's the same thing with wills. They need proof.
That dude had mad money, too, no?
Millions. Millions.
Mad bread.
Millions. And, millions. Like, what was it, 10% millions, got bro. Left to the daughters? Like, none of it got left to them.
None. Yo, she fucked over the family.
I felt so bad for those three bitches, honestly.
And then they're sitting on a mini tiny boy couch.
They were squished into that bitch too. It did not look comfortable at all. Did you already know that it was all kind of standing away from the older lady in the middle because her breath kind of stank a little bit?
No, they were the sardines, dude.
Sardini boys.
So speaking of sardines.
Okay.
Speaking of being fishy. Apparently, FaceTat, Kevin Nash has been shooting on AEW.
Oh, man, I'm not hip to this.
Fucking talking shit about Kenny Omega matches, dude. I'll break his chicken legs, dude.
What's the most relevant match Kevin Nash has had in, like, the past 10 years? What was it, CM Punk?
I was just about to say, yeah, Backlash, right? Which
something like that.
It's pretty ironic that the, quote-unquote, his most important match is at the least important pay-per-view, like, of all time, a Backlash. they don't even do Backlash anymore, right?
Wait, they don't. He tore his quad during that match, too. Like, what?
Yeah, no, that was some bullshit. That, honestly, that shit gets me so angry. Just bring old people. Braun Strowman!
New champion.
By proxy, The Fiend is weaker than Braun Strowman.
I can't wait till Hunter gets here because I want to talk about that Fiend Cena match because that shit had me.
You seen that?
Yo, I'm so confused. I need like other people's opinions on that because I just don't know what happened.
I don't like how little, like, there was like almost no wrestling, which every single big match between those two nights had almost no fucking wrestling.
Yeah. It was so weird.
I mean, obviously, like, I didn't even expect Brock to do anything because, ooh, no crowd. I'm not going to fucking do anything. Piece of shit. He doesn't care about wrestling. I get that. But, like, the Braun and Goldberg match, they booked themselves into a fucking corner. They had to do a quick match. I don't get it. How are you going to make, like, even Finn Balor got offense on him during SummerSlam last year. They don't know how to book anything.
Yeah, dude, like, it's just going downhill from here, man. Like, just the whole fucking situation with Rob Gronkowski just felt so fucking weird to me, bro. Like,
that's right. Rachel Gronk's a wrestler now.
Wait, what? I thought he was a virgin.
He dresses like a fucking virgin, dude. For he was real? Wearing blue tiger stripes. Zip up black and blue tiger stripes with these stupid sunglasses indoors. And I don't know if he's supposed to play a douchebag.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck they going for that one.
Wait, when did this come into place? Is he like
last week?
Like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, maybe 2 weeks.
COVID has him that confused that he's like, all right.
Yo, nah, I think he's coked out. Nah.
He either has like syphilis or something because his brain seems fucked up.
You know, he has a CBD. He like sells CBD now.
Yeah, I saw that.
He has like a...
Does he?
He has a thing in Pawtucket, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to buy CBD from Gronk. I'm like, yo.
I think that's where it is.
I'm not buying CBD from anywhere in Pawtucket.
The only stuff that Johnny and I go to the Bucket for is the Rhode Island, what's it called, Johnny? The antique store. The antique mall.
Yeah!
Mm-hmm.
He was mad confused. You're like, dude, that's the worst thing about getting these vintage Playboys. You don't know what page has dry cum on it.
Ew.
Yo, it's really fucking true, though, like, on God, because these, I go from, like, I think the earliest one I have is, like, 76.
Oh, I bet you they smell bad, too.
And you know they bust on those. You know, oh, yeah. They're so musty, bro. They're so musty.
Musty.
I've told Rachel to fucking become a wrestler mad times before.
I've dropped a couple people in my day.
The funniest part is in the video I never noticed. As you're swinging, you check your beer. You check your Corona in your right hand.
Oh, no. So get this.
That's legendary.
I was holding a water bottle with tequila in the water bottle.
Wait, that was... And then also, it was a water bottle.
And then also, I was holding a Red Bull in the same hand. So I was holding two bottles with my one hand.
See, tequila had me fucking fat bitches.
So I was fighting her with one hand.
That was a fucking funny ass day. I hate people. Like, this ain't even your house. Don't interrupt a fucking fight. I hate that shit. Like, you got no room to fucking interrupt someone's fight. It's the two people who live there. They're fighting. Let them fucking duke it out.
Yeah, you gotta let them duke it out, man. Ugh. I haven't seen a fight in so long. I want to see one.
I don't even remember the last fight I've seen. Damn, yeah, I'm about to just start swinging on people, but the Corona got me fucked up.
Oh, God, for real. I think everybody needs to take a shot every time I say on God or for real this podcast.
Y'all do it. Don't tempt me. No. Oh, my God, dude. Last podcast. I'm going to apologize to our viewers and our co-hosts. I was too drunk last week.
I was turned up, too. I'm not going to lie.
I was like going back during editing and I was like, wow, I am just yelling. I said fucking bitch like 30 times.
Oh, yeah. But we talked for like 2 hours.
You know what? Yeah, when you say it like that, that evens out.
Bro, we talked for like 2 hours and it was just like, oh my God, it felt like it was only like 50 minutes. And I'm like listening back to the podcast and I'm like,
it really did.
Fuck, I was listening back to it and I'm like thinking to myself, like, yo, I was not drinking. I probably wouldn't have said half the shit I said on there.
I feel bad, dude. There was a lot I had to take out. I have like a special version that's like 20 minutes longer.
Oh, man.
That I was gonna add, but we started talking about...
Wait, no, continue.
Oh, no, and I was just like, oh, fucking bitch, she's so fucking hot. And I'm like, this episode's sponsored by... And then everyone's like, yeah, hit me up. And then, yeah. And then Logan's, and then I think Hunter or FaceTat goes, she probably has a kid. And then Logan goes, yeah, she has like two kids now. She married a dude she cheated on or some shit like that. And I'm like, Jesus.
Oh my God.
And I was so weird. I still wanted to holler at her and I still want to be her stepfather.
She's so hot. She's so hot.
Stepfather.
You want to be her stepfather?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. What else we got going on? Ranch, tell us about your day.
Oh my God. So like never saw this dog park before. So my boyfriend and I decided to stop there. So we're at that dog park. We always go to this other one, but this one we've just been like taking rides since we're locked in the house. And we drove by it and I'm like, what the hell? We saw it like on Friday. And so today when we drove by, I was like, oh, there's like no dogs there. So like, let's go. There are a few dogs, but it's a big fucking dog park. Like, I don't even know. Like, it's the length of probably 3 school buses.
It's like half a football field.
Is that, I don't know. How long is a football field? Bless you.
100, technically 110 yards.
Yeah, but how many is one school bus?
I don't fucking know. I'm just name dropping.
Okay. But so we're there, and then this big ass like bulldog, like out of nowhere, is like, we see him pull up. He's sitting in the back seat, like with the driver has the back window down, so the dog's head is out the window. But I kid you not, you know how like someone's like resting, like leaning outside of the window, like in the car, and their elbow is resting out of it?
Ew, yeah.
The dog was sitting like that. And so Ross and I like look at each other and go, that's a big bitch. We're like, what the hell? And then it gets out and we're like, oh my God, that's not a big bitch. That's a big dick. It literally had a dick. Like, it was in like dog penises, like, are like the entire like shaft is attached to the dog's stomach. This thing was hanging off of the dog's body, and it's like bigger than my forearm. I almost threw up. I'm like, it has giant balls the size of like my fist, and I'm like, yo, that is not legal. I know that's not legal. Like, if there were kids here, that's public nudity. Like, he'd be fined 100,000%. And so Luca is my dog's a mini husky. So he's just like this little like active dog, and he's playing little babe. And he's like running around with this other dog that was like a greyhound or something. And they're just running back and forth. And then this dog is sniffing around, slobbering everywhere. Like, I love bulldogs. I've seen bulldogs, but this bulldog for some reason had like overproductive like salivary glands. Like, I don't know why. And he was just like tackling Luca, my dog. And Luca was on his back, rolling around the dirt. I could see his hair is sticking up on his head because there's all slobber in it, like acting like gel.
I thought you meant because he was stressed and angry, but this motherfucker just had a cool new haircut.
Oh, my Lord.
No. Yeah. So I go and pick him up, and then I get basically raped because this dog with the giant horse dick starts humping me because he saw that I picked up my dog. And then I get snots all over my legs, all over my leggings because of this giant monster of a bulldog. Like, that thing wasn't a dog. I swear to God, it wasn't a dog. Like, I love dogs. I love all kinds of dogs. But that was not a dog. Terrified.
If I ever see a dog.
Green snot from an animal?
With a bigger dick than me. I will fucking kill myself. On fucking God, dude. You guys heard it here first. If I die, it's because I saw a dog with a big ass dick.
Oh my God. So then yesterday.
It's awful.
Ross and I are walking Luca. And... all right, so I'm going to try to, like, play this out. I don't know if I'm going to be successful. Hold on. Donnie, what was that? Did you hear it?
Yeah, what was that?
Blueberry Truly.
Nice! I heard that. I heard this blueberry Bud Light.
I just killed this Tangerine White Claw.
Tangerine White Claw.
Oh, the tangerine! Is that in the new pack?
It is in the new pack. It tastes like a creamsicle.
Johnny, we're talking about that.
It's what, lemon? Strawberry, mango. I mean, lemon, watermelon, mango, and then that one?
Yeah.
I never even had them. I already know the flavors. I'm fucking a junkie.
Yeah, you are. So am I, though. It's fine.
Well, I used to be fucking a junkie. Now I'm just a fucking junkie.
That's funny. But so, okay. So say, like, you're about to walk across a crosswalk, right? But it says, do not walk. Makes sense, right? Okay. So it says, do not walk. You know the crosswalks, how it says walk or don't walk?
Oh, I thought you meant there's a sign on the crosswalk that says don't walk. I was like, that makes
no
fucking
moron.
Sense. Okay, so, I get it now.
So it's like not our right of way. So we're stopped. And then there's a guy who's like going to turn it towards us. Like, he has the right of way driving. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
So he is stopped. Like, he wants to turn, but he's stopped. And he's like telling us to go. So we're like, are you sure? Like, no, you go. It's your right of way. He's still stopped. So we're like, okay. He like says, come on. So we start walking. He starts flooring it. We jump back and we're like, throw up our hands. He throws up his hands. Some random like Tahoe speeds up out of nowhere, up on his ass, lays on his horn and yells out the window, you fucking asshole. And Ross and I look at each other like us. And he goes, and that guy goes, he almost ate you guys. I got you. I got you. I'm like, oh, thank you. I go, oh, thank you. And he goes, yeah, we run these streets. And then
Oh my god.
And then, people just want to beef so fucking
badly.
And then badly.
Sped up and started riding that poor old guy's ass that almost ran us over.
Oh, he's an old guy? Fuck him then, dude. Fuck that old guy. I hate old people who think they can just fucking control the streets. No.
But the thing is, like, he told us to go, so, like, why'd you try hitting us after?
I hate old people. It's almost like one of those moments where, like, when you're at the store and you go to, like, hand them your card.
And you don't know if you should give it to them or not.
I hate it. I feel like it happens to everybody that, like, oh, like, enjoy your blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, you too. It's like, I'm at fucking work, you bitch. Yeah. Actually, before I talk about AEW, Rachel, like, you know bare minimum of wrestling, if not anything at all.
Yeah, basically.
So who would you call your favorite wrestler? Just out of names that you know. Because we did this to Logan, too.
The only name I know is Stone Cold Steve Austin.
But wait, you know The Rock.
Oh, The Rock. I forget that he's a wrestler because he's a rapper, too. I mean, not a rapper, an actor.
Yeah, he's a rapper.
That's John Cena.
An actor. John Cena is?
John Cena used to rap before.
The Doctor of Thuganomics.
People don't know about it.
Scared.
Rachel, he used to be called the Doctor of Thuganomics, that white man.
Wait, who's the, oh my god, wait, hold on, it'll come to me. Excuse me, tell my gigolos and gigolets.
Oh.
Superhuman. Oh man, we talked about him last week too, that fucking retard.
Shout out to Juggalos.
I like him.
Juggalos.
I mean, I wouldn't. This episode's not sponsored by Juggalos or Juggalos.
I'm trying to go to the what do they call that?
Actually, you know what? No, it is sponsored by them. They are so fucking nice.
They're good people.
Juggalos, honestly, I don't fuck with their music. I think it sucks. Great Malenko, great album.
I'm an ICP stan. I just know BTS.
BTS, not BLS.
Not BBWs, BTS.
Oh my god. Hinge. You gotta download Hinge if you want them.
Good on all that.
Dude, they're all... Dude, the BBWs are all on Hinge looking for love.
I wish I could give them that love that they need, but I just can't. See, I would swipe right on her.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to know why, though?
Why?
She looks like she's got a little bit of extra money she could spend on her daily budget.
I think that you are expecting way too much out of her.
She writes poems.
I know. I'm an emotional poet.
She just looks like she... No. No, she just looks like she makes, like, a bomb dinner, and that's it.
Child care. You know what? That means she could take care of me.
She looks like a mom, essentially.
Yes. The highlight of my day is doing something nice for someone.
I do respect this, though. I won't shut up about grammatical and spelling mistakes. That I will give a heart to. You know what? Fuck
it. Is this the one that had the fucked up you and your and whatever?
Oh, no. That girl was a fucking idiot.
No, that girl was a beast.
Oh, my God. Brain dead. That was Cynthia.
Ooh, yeah. You should just be able to know off the strength of the name.
You should leave a comment if, on incorrect spelling, you're interested. Well, that's what the app is for. I hate people. I hate people. The secret to getting to know me is be yourself. Two words. Strange. And respectful. And it's like, I don't get people like that, which it's like 90% of Hinge, where it's like, so your traits are just traits of a human?
Yeah, no, I don't either.
Because like, yo, some of them really just be looking for love. And I'm like, you're on a dating app.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way.
Come on, like, weirdest gift I have ever given or received. I put anal.
Oh, we need an update on old girl that you did the Cash App thing to.
Dude, they unmatched with me heavy. Oh. I woke up a little confused when I was editing.
Oh, man.
I was like, where are these women?
Wait, what's the weirdest gift you've ever received?
I put anal.
This is amazing.
So this episode's not sponsored by that.
I'm just upset that you know that whole definition.
I mean, you know, I'm an old head, dude. Sometimes you just gotta. Sometimes the relationship gets a little dusty.
Hello.
The intern's here.
Heyo.
Oh yay, intern!
I already got demoted that fast.
I got demoted the first fucking episode.
Co-host, a fucking intern just like that.
I got canceled the first episode. That's why Rachel's the host now.
Oh my god, we have more changes than I don't fucking know what.
You came in at the perfect timing. Hunter's back. He's been working out. He's been eating protein. He's been skipping out on the podcast.
I'm happy that you didn't forget about Craig.
We've been talking about, I mentioned heel Cody winning the championship.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely going to be a heel in like 2 or 3 years, but he's like one of the hottest baby faces they have, so it's not like it's going to be soon, I don't think. I wouldn't think so.
He's honestly, I think, one of the hottest baby faces in like all of wrestling.
In all of wrestling. 100%, yeah. Especially during the Chris Jericho and him.
Aside from him, like, I would just say Drew's the closest second.
But he's not even like that huge of a baby face.
Yeah, I don't consider him a heel. Or a heel, a face. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
literally just like
he's
Drew
just
McIntyre.
Cody. Yeah, exactly. Because Drew, I want Drew to be cocky and mean. That's he was the best. He shined yeah. like that. Like with that,
but
oh,
like
shitty...
a cool cocky guy, not an asshole. Like how he they made him be for so long. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, even then I loved Drew like that. When
I
like
him too.
Dolph,
that was fire.
Wait, was it? You mean when he was with Shane? Because that's all I don't remember when he was with Dolph last year.
When they were beefing with the Shield.
No, I definitely didn't watch every week then.
I can't remember the last time I watched it like
don't.
Every fucking week.
It sucks.
So I think Rachel gave us our answer for the best wrestler ever.
Mm-hmm.
The only one she knew was Stone Cold.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
As she mentions The Rock.
I fucked up, huh?
But no, she literally, yeah, she mentioned how like she forgot The Rock was a wrestler, which makes me
yeah,
again,
because he's like in a lot of movies, so I
Dude,
I automatically went.
Who
to
else
Cole
said that?
Thing.
Someone else said that, didn't they?
I think I mentioned about how he transcended. That's why I didn't put him in my Mount Rushmore.
Was it Logan that said The Rock was a wrestler?
Oh, he goes. What's The Rock's wrestling name?
The Rock's wrestling name.
Only Logan would ask a fucking stupid question like that.
What's he doing right now? Resting people or something?
With the mom. He's hanging out with the mom.
His mom?
Not his mom. The mom that he fucks with.
Oh, gotcha. So, yeah, the kid
I thought you meant she was like a mom age, like our mom's age.
No, that'd be hot. No, she's a mom, which doesn't even count, I think, if you're our age with a kid. That's just, you just have a kid.
I think I liked I liked FaceTat's tweet the other day. It was if you're pregnant, unfollow me.
He ain't wrong, dude. Fucking unfollow me if you're fucking pregnant.
Pregnant bitches will flirt with you by saying some shit like, I wish this baby was yours.
I would be so uncomfortable. Oh my god.
If a fucking bitch ever said that to me, I will slap her and her fucking baby.
And her baby.
What the fuck? I don't give a shit. I don't care.
Fuck that kid.
Well, no, the farthest I'll go is hit it. Wait, no. Ah! I'm fuck.
That was so bad.
Hunter, how's your day, Ben?
I woke up late because I needed a lot of more sleep because my brother kept me up the night before being loud as shit. So,
Oh, yeah, your brother's my age, right?
Yeah, I think he's about to be 27, actually. So I think
can't
he's a year too
God.
Old. Yeah, he's like a fucking almost 30-year-old, and he's a bitch. But
yeah, I'll cash that if he's 20 bucks. He'll slap the dog shit out of him.
Yo, I'll go half on it, dude.
No, I'm not that big of a dick. But today has been pretty good. Other than waking up late, I've doing some workouts, dude. My arms are like getting bigger than they ever have been because I was always like a noodle-armed bitch.
You talk like a noodle-armed bitch.
Yeah, that's just how I am.
I love you.
And but yeah, I'm feeling pretty good every day compared to a few months ago.
Flintstone gang.
Yeah, I'm just trying to eat clean though. Like I have a I'm really good at making rice now.
Do you have a rice cooker?
No, I'm just...
You should get one.
I know, I should get one. How expensive are they?
They're only like 30 to 40 bucks.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I use it every night.
I'm about to Amazon that motherfucker.
Yeah, I use it every night.
But I just don't want to have to use it every night because I've seen that they're small, and I like cooking like half a bag at a time, so then I have like a week's worth of rice. You know what I mean?
Fresh rice is always better, one.
Yeah.
Two, they're not that small because I always have leftovers, but I prefer fresh rice with my dinners. I'll use the leftover rice for like breakfast or lunch. I always just use it like typically every other day. But
so you have to like clean it every night?
Yeah, don't be lazy. You're working out.
Well, I don't want to have to do that if I can make half a bag.
I don't know. I think fresh rice is way better, but also like I'm cooking for my boyfriend and I too, so it's like two of us.
Yeah, I'm more or less just cooking for myself, and then I try to meal prep chicken and steak for like four mm-hmm. or five
Dang.
Days.
Well, no, they're not that small. Like they're not small at all. You would, if you cooked like a full, like a regular size rice cooker, if you cooked the whole thing, you would have probably like 6 or 8 servings.
Hunter.
What?
Oh my God, forget it. Face tat.
Yeah.
No, dude, my cat keeps fucking around, dude. He wants my love.
Oh, that cat is dope. What's his name again?
Armani Escuela Bankroll Davidson.
He's awesome.
I mean, yeah, he has thumbs.
Oh, my ex's cat had thumbs. I made her get rid of it.
You're a whore.
No, saying it out loud, it sounded funny. No, listen, she has a one-bedroom apartment and had 4 fucking cats.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You need to get rid of the 2 fucking kittens.
Yeah, you sound evil, not funny. If they are kittens, it's okay.
It smelled like shit. Thing.
The most you can have in a two-bedroom, most you can have in a two, or one-bedroom, you said, is definitely 2.
It was a one-bedroom third floor.
Definitely 2 is the most you can get.
And I was like, this is who I'm going to cuff.
Did she at least have like a kitty condo?
She must have not had good litter or something because my cat's litter box doesn't smell the room up at all.
Yeah, mine either. She just didn't know how to clean it.
Yeah. I don't think I knew y'all. No, I actually didn't know y'all. It was like maybe 10, 11 at night and I was like, I'm just going to fucking clean everything. I was probably drunk. Dude, I cleaned out the fridge, bro.
Dude, drunk cleaning is a different breed.
Fridge and freezer. 3 to 5 bags of garbage.
Are you serious?
Just the fridge and freezer. 1 bedroom, 2 cats. That's it.
Yeah, dude. I'm pretty happy today also, though, because I'm kind of pissed about it, too. The UFC is putting on the fight next Saturday, but no Khabib. Just Tony Ferguson and Justin. I forget how you say his last name.
Yeah, I don't know how to say his name either.
Something like that. But I guess he's really awesome. You're not going to watch it?
Fuck that. Nah, because Ferguson probably should have just turned down that whole entire fight.
Dude, yeah, he should have. He deserves Khabib.
He does, dude. And he's the only one that can compete with Khabib. I'm telling you.
Dude, I have the only... I think he's one of the probably only people in the world that can beat him. I think
he is.
Yeah,
for real.
I don't know either of them.
Khabib go crazy. I want some money on Khabib against in that McGregor fight.
I haven't won money on a bet at all. I've bet, I think, 2 or 3 times.
John Jones from Rochester, New York.
Hell, is he from Rochester?
Yeah.
And he just got that DUI and gun charge like a week ago.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
But I guess it was no cocaine, bro. Just alcohol. Just some tequila.
That ain't shit. Who doesn't?
Well, he had like a bottle of...
It's like, put it in your fucking, put it in your trunk, dude.
At least we don't have the cop on here today.
Yeah, he's just like,
yeah, he's too busy breastfeeding.
But so with this UFC fight, they don't even like have a location, or they do and they're just not telling anyone.
Probably that.
But I guess like a week ago, Khabib was like, why would I even fight when I don't even know where the location is? So, no. But it's also like he's in Russia, so it's like Vladimir Putin's not gonna let that guy out of the country.
Oh, he's in Russia right now.
Yeah.
He ain't leaving, dog. I don't want him to leave. Stay there, motherfucker. What the fuck?
You guys see that the Prime Minister Boris Johnson of England, he is in like the ICU for coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that. You see that Joe Exotic tested positive for it.
No! Yeah.
No, honestly.
All right, let's just end this world right now.
Yeah, there's like a boom at Rikers right now. Everybody's got that shit there.
Good. Like, you're in that Rikers. Like, you don't even deserve life. What the fuck?
Johnny, I have to hop off because I need to hop on a call for work.
All right, little slimy. It's been real. Once again, this is the Internet Phantoms Podcast. This has been Ranch.
Bye, guys.
Later, slime.
Bye.
Slat.
All right. Now we can talk about men wrestling.
Yeah. Dude, that Fiend and Cena shit was amazing.
Yeah, thank you. We were talking about it like 10 minutes before you hopped on.
Oh, God, I loved it.
The fucking fist, man. I want it.
Dude, I said the fist, and you're like a minute behind me. You're like, what the fuck does the fist mean?
I thought you meant like John Cena did that weird, you know, that weird, stupid, yeah, that he did a little bit? Lightning fist?
No.
It's disgusting. It's basically a Judas. What's it called? Judas effect?
The Judas effect.
So cool. Oh, man. I remember people roasting that shit when he first made that video.
Yeah. Like,
even I made fun of it. I was like, it's an elbow. Okay.
Oh, my God. But yeah, I want you to get hit by an MMA person with a back elbow and then say, that's not cool. What the fuck is that?
Wow. That was horrible.
Yeah. Was it the same thing that I saw? Was it? It was him and Elias. Oh no, that's a different one. I watched. It was during Super Showdown.
It looked he did it during Showdown too.
Yeah, I think it was to Elias in that too.
Oh fuck! They really? Why do they book Elias like that?
I don't know. I get he was about to get a fat push, but then
he's always been over. No,
he was about to get a fat push, but then he got hurt last year. It was like during summer or something.
Was it when he was heel still?
Yeah, for sure. Because he wasn't awesome face until like when he came back a few months ago.
See, I don't even remember.
No, I think it was a tournament when it was like Corbin and
King of the Ring.
Chad Gable. Yeah, I think that's when he was about to get a push. And then he like got hurt. Can we talk about how big of a bitch Baron Corbin is? I cannot stand the dude. Like, not even in a heel way. Like, I just hate
it. It's not. I think I've shown you that screenshot where someone was like, it's heel heat.
Yeah, and it's like, no, it's just like, we don't like him.
People really have such a hard fucking time distinguishing. I don't want to say X-Pac heat, but, like...
That's what it is.
X-Pac heat, and then there's just not being a good fucking wrestler.
I mean...
Not that he's a great wrestler.
He's a safe wrestler, for sure. Every time somebody jumps like over the ropes, he's always catching him. Always.
He's a very great professional wrestler. Don't get me wrong, but in the sense of
character and charisma,
if you only have the physical stuff and nothing else, doesn't make you a fucking wrestler.
Yeah,
it makes you an athlete.
Very true.
Yeah, wasn't he in the NFL?
Yeah, he was. He was.
Corbin.
Yeah, he was. I forget what teams he played for, but he was only practice squad for both of them. Yeah, and I saw him at a SmackDown Live before he shaved his head when he was the Money in the Bank dude.
Yeah, he was like a big deal, right? I wasn't watching back then.
He had the long hair still. He definitely does look better bald. He had like that long,
he has a weird hairline,
wet hair that only a few people look cool with.
Yeah, Raven.
Yeah. Or Undertaker.
I mean, how cool does he really look now?
Now, but I mean 20 years ago. 2008, 2007, 2008, 2009 were some good years, even though like people don't think they are. Like I enjoy.
Oh, we got to talk about that though.
What?
The conspiracy and I don't remember what you the SmackDown versus Raw, was it 2007 or 2008 with Chris Benoit and him talking about like the shit that was going to happen before it happened.
What happened? I think I've heard about this, but I don't remember.
I don't. I want FaceTat to elaborate because I don't know about the conspiracy. But I remember recently when I played. It's Undertaker. Oh yeah, it's Undertaker, Chris Benoit, and your character.
Yeah.
And there's just all beef between all three of you guys, and Undertaker beefs with Benoit, and like, he's like, "You're going down, dead man." He's like, "Oh, I'm taking you with me." Blah 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 blah. It's kind of weird considering it's his last game he was in.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it, so please, if you can take the helm, face that.
No, there is no conspiracy. I was just trying to come up with one of my own.
No, oh, yeah. Fuck, I believed
I swear I heard something about a conspiracy.
But not
with,
like Chris. There probably is. There probably is a conspiracy.
Not conspiracy, but Chris saying some shit in the game.
I don't know, man. There's like just so much shit about that whole like situation that just blows my fucking mind.
Did you watch the
Dark Vice Saturday? Document? Yeah, that shit was so good.
That was heavy, bro. Really sad. And then Chris Jericho, the God of God, such a good guy, reunites.
So I guess we got to talk about that too. How do you guys feel if Chris's son came out and was wrestling under Chris Benoit Jr.? Would that offend you?
Chris Benoit Jr.? That'd be weird because his name's David. Everybody knows his name's David. So it'd be like, why the fuck are you going by Chris Benoit Jr.?
I truly think he should go by Kid Pegasus, if anything.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
It would be really, or just even Pegasus.
I guess he really hasn't trained that much in the past few years. So he still needs to like,
oh, well, that sounds like a WWE guy to me.
Yeah.
No training, you're hired. Tamina, get in the ring.
That fucking rectangle, man.
You straight said Tamina who's shaped like a rectangle, dude.
No, not even shaped. He moves like a rectangle. Like, if a rectangle was a person, that's how it would move. And how funny, people, there's like people on Twitter, like these weird WWE fans.
I saw a lot of them. What, praising him?
Yeah. Yeah, and then, like, dude, all of a sudden they're, you know, those type Stan fan accounts, and it's like, where the fuck did you come out of? What, like, fucking rock did you crawl under? A Tamina Stan.
It makes me feel like Nia Jax made all those accounts.
Right, and then these people are like, Tamina's gonna win the championship, gets eliminated first.
Dude, because, like, what the fuck does she have to contribute? She's just...
That rectangle got nothing, and she wouldn't be where she is without her dad. At least Charlotte is a good wrestler and good talker.
Like, she was given the spotlight because of her father, Charlotte, obviously. Like, I'm sure she'll retire with more belt reigns than her father. Like, I'm sure they'll do that on purpose.
Yeah, and they're so dumb because they're, like, sometimes a week long or 2 weeks long. God.
I met him before he died.
Who?
Flair's alive.
No, Snuka.
That's fucking
weird. We're at a convention or some shit.
It was actually like, we have this indoor soccer league here, and it was like the Rochester team, and he came and did like a little meet and greet, and dude was like just so out of it, just like with Parkinson's, like shaking his shit, couldn't even like
was walk. He really yeah. Is that what he had?
That's I don't so know sad. What he had, but like Snuka... he was like fucked up though, like damn. Definitely fucked up.
I heard Snuka was kind of shitty.
Didn't he kill somebody?
You know, Rey Mysterio like
killed somebody in the ring with the 619. That shit was deadly.
What?
You didn't know that?
Yo, what?
Yeah.
Yo, what?
And like broke his neck or something.
Oh my god, charged in 1983 murder, Jimmy Snuka.
Holy shit, really?
Messages left at Snuka's New Jersey home was he's a New Jersey man. No wonder why he's killing people. Oh, this is weird. Unconscious and her breathing was shallow. Martin said her pupils were dilated and didn't move, so she was all fucked up, most likely, because, you know, they're wrestlers. Let's just...
They were definitely popping fucking... Dude, when I was watching The Dark Side of the Ring about Miss Elizabeth, and they were talking...
she was fucked up!
And when they were saying Lex Luger and her were taking Zans, I was like, that's fire.
Damn, it's like, how you gonna take Zans and still look that buff? I'm heated.
I know, right?
They were fooling around outside the motel when she fell, and she hit her head on concrete while the two were wrestling.
Dude, so I just saw this article. Cigarette makers join the race to devise a coronavirus vaccine using tobacco leaf.
That's fire.
What?
I'm trying to snort the tobacco.
How is that fire? Marlboro and Camel have the coolest like ads from back in the 70s and 80s and 90s shit, though.
Oh, they do.
Camel and Marlboro. Well, I don't know about... I know Camel for sure.
Camel had some fire ones. I did Newport. You gotta find the old backwood ones. Have you ever seen the commercial? Have you seen the old commercials?
No.
Nah.
But what? I want to meet the asshole who actually buys backwoods to smoke the tobacco out of them. Like, I honestly want to meet that person.
I don't want to meet that.
I want to meet that person and then run away.
Looks so wild, tastes so mild. What a backwoods ad.
I don't know if either of you have ever done this, but those people that buy the backwoods sweatshirts.
Oh yeah.
Stop. They're always honeycombed.
Yeah, they're always honeycombed for some reason.
Honeyberry.
I have I don't even remember the website. It was just ridiculous graphic, like sweatshirt with like matching joggers, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, I have the whole jogger fit.
No, but this was like a joke outfit. Like I didn't get this to actually wear it. Oh, I got okay. it to wear it to be an asshole. It was it's a Will Smith's face with the Santa hat, like when he's in Fresh Prince. Will Smith with the hat, and then it's like old ass dial cell phones and like tape recorders or some shit, and it's all like, it's fucking awesome. I still have them too. I'll have to take a picture and we'll have to like I'll have to send it to you guys.
Please send that shit. I want to see it. That reminds me of I went to a modern baseball show, which, all right, really quick. A
baseball show.
No, modern motherfucker.
Modern baseball show.
Modern Baseball, the band.
I don't know who they are.
Yeah, I'm so uncultured. Are they like metal?
I didn't even listen to My Chemical Romance, bro.
Motherfucker.
See, I was in 2014. I think I was like on my Kendrick wave heavy. You know, that's always.
Dude, yeah, Kendrick was fucking awesome back in like 2014, okay. 2015. Dude, what do you mean?
People, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's because of me. People hyped him up way too much in my fucking school. All the white kids. Kendrick's the best rapper ever. Like,
dude, do you hear those lyrics?
Oh, when Control came out, I was definitely Kendrick is the best rapper ever.
I mean, I'll agree with like backseat freestyle and type fire. Shit. Like,
I love
section. What was it? Section 80.
Section 80. Yeah, that's what I was looking up. Section 80. Yeah, hold
like
up.
I'm not gonna diss like how hold good up. He was, but we can't call him like the best ever.
Yeah, dude, that's obviously Tupac. Says the 30-year-old.
What, you motherfucker? Get the fuck out of here.
Denzel Curry is pretty fucking amazing.
Denzel,
and he doesn't get his due at all. Anakin Skywalker pack is what he says. Oh my god.
He's so high. Like, what that's up, face dad?
Face dad.
He's pressing me again.
Face dad. That's funny as fuck. Face dad.
Let me see. Who was on the list for 2015? Oh, my God. All right. So instead of Denzel Curry, they gave it to Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap. I mean, he's had a few good songs.
I mean, he had radio songs. You can't say they
were those songs.
Do my trap queen.
What was the one after that?
Who even cares? Who even knows?
Will you come by
yeah, bro.
Shut up, Fetty Wap.
Here's what I mean. You're not going to give Denzel that, but you will give it to Fetty Wap.
Bro.
Dej Loaf.
6-7-9, Remy Boys.
Kid. Who the fuck's Kid?
Yo, I have no idea.
Name one 2020 rap song by OG Mako. Yeah, he deserved it in 2015.
He just dropped some shit that was fire.
Yeah, he's like not very popular, though. Like, I've seen his Twitter and he gets like a few hundred likes.
I heard a lot of people don't like him. He gets a lot of hate.
He's got one eye.
He's so good, though. He's a good ass rapper. He lost that in a car accident. I felt bad.
He is at one eye, too.
Yeah, well, he.
Whoa, there's two people on the list with one eye.
Well, he had two.
That's too many. That's
he
too
had
many.
Two in 2015.
Oh, so he just recently did in the past few years.
He lost it, I think, like 3 years ago. Yeah, something
that
like that.
Sucks. I couldn't imagine that. Dude, Shy Glizzy fucking goes off, dude. Shy Glizzy is fucking awesome.
But you're gonna tell me someone named Tink? Who the fuck's Tink? Please tell me who Tink is.
I don't know.
We got Tink, Dej Loaf, Fetty Wap, Kid.
Dude, Dej Loaf was pretty
Dej
cool.
Loaf is fire, yeah. Too. Try Me was like the hardest song in 2014.
Yeah, bro. 100%.
Gold Link is on this list.
Listen, where... Oh, fuck. I don't even remember dude's name.
Hey, remember Dickie Simmons?
No.
Yeah. I used to watch Run's House. That's the only reason I know who he is.
You say 2017 was when Denzel was on?
That was 2016.
That was the best list ever.
If I won the lottery of like hundreds of millions of dollars, I'd definitely get like a small star next to my eye, like Wiz Khalifa type.
I would go crazy. I'll tap.
I wouldn't go crazy.
I'll pull. All right. I know. I have this. Well, I don't know him. I do know him, but he's a cousin, I think, by marriage, or he's my blood. I don't know. He's one of them. You know what I mean?
Your shitty cousin?
No, not that fat piece of shit. Another fat piece of shit. Who?
Jesus Christ.
Wait, who's that?
I think my cousin by marriage or by blood. I don't. You know how like you just have family members and you're not really sure.
Oh shit! I thought we was talking about a celebrity. I'm like, who the fuck?
A rapper has definitely done that before, though.
Hell no.
My cousin had half of his face tatted as a gorilla.
Are you serious?
And he would carry a fanny pack of gold rings, dude.
That's so hard.
Oh my god.
I didn't see him in years. And I walked to my grandmother's house one day. This was like back when I was at my mom's crib. They live like four streets away. I walk over there and he's talking to me. He goes, I was like 19, I think. And he goes, you could probably make porn. He goes, do you want to get in some porns? Yeah, he used to carry gold rings in his fanny pack. I don't know what the motherfucker was up to, dude. He was always weird. And he had a miscarriage. So what he did for his whole back was tatted too. And it was his whole family as gorillas. With a dead gorilla.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
This man was tapped. Looking back, I would like to know where that money came from.
He probably just jugged the tattoo guy.
I don't know, because it was a good tattoo. Like, it wasn't no cheap shit. It was the whole back. It had, like, it was, like, Aztec. Like, it was a whole background, too, to it. It was crazy.
Holy shit. Did you say the back, his back one?
Whole back, his entire back. Yeah, I'm assuming
definitely probably expensive as shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like I almost feel like I'm lowballing saying 5K.
Then you gotta tip him also.
At least 5,500, I think. I don't know. That's maybe 3,500 maybe. If it's someone you go to often. I don't know. It was crazy.
Dude, I just saw that picture of Bad Baby again. Bahad Bahabi.
Bahad,
dude. Bahad Bahabi.
Bahad Bahabi.
That's how it's spelled. Bahad Bahabi.
Dude has been watching too many Super Showdowns.
He watched the dark matches.
Dude, but seriously, that is that those pictures piss me off.
That's really her.
Dude, yeah.
I don't want to get weird. I don't think I can get weird on this podcast. I don't think I can talk about her.
Nah, I can't.
I think I'm legally not allowed to.
Nah, legally Hunter can't because he's 17 still.
Yeah, you're what, 15?
No, I'm 18.
Oh, that's right.
Next month, asshole.
Yeah, she's a year younger than you. You can talk about
it. Yeah, I would fuck the shit out of her.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
And then never talk to her again. But I feel like, I think she only likes black dudes, it would seem.
Well, you sound like one, so you could probably get away with it. No, I'm just fucking with you. You need to cut that out. You gotta cut that like, one out. that's a trap. The folks are just asking to get in trouble with that one.
Oh, 100%, dude. I'm pretty sure she's posted DMs by, like, I remember one, it was some famous boxer.
Oh, Adrian Broner.
Yeah. And then he had to make his own post saying, I didn't know she was 16. Like, you probably did, but you're also a boxer and probably kind of stupid now, so you might have known.
Yeah, she likes smoking weed now and shit. Like, this ain't cool.
Right, dude. She was doing that shit, though, when she was, like, 15, 16.
Yeah, but she wasn't posting about it, I don't think. I ain't see that shit.
Yeah, I don't know if she posted it like she does now, but she just seems like so fucking ratchet. She's probably
off probation and all that, yeah.
She seems so ratchet.
And what's crazy is that she's just a normal white girl. And
she was just on Dr. Phil.
Yeah, I'm about to go on Dr. Phil and get ratchet.
Yeah, and then launch a music career.
So we're smoking on some exotic over here.
Some Joe Exotic?
But I'm sitting here smoking on a Joe Exotic, and I'm just sitting here just pre-rolling all of these joints because it's like I ain't got nothing fucking better to do.
Dude, that's nice, especially if you have like more than a quarter or half, and then you can have like days worth of joints just ready for the picking,
just ready to go.
If I still smoked, I'd be doing that for show.
I'm bugged out right now. This shit is not cool.
You Joe Exotic'd out?
Joe Exotic'd out. About to go smoke some meth.
So you said he wanted out, or he tested positive?
Nah, he tested positive. He a racist. Fuck Joe Exotic. Don't free him. I fuck with his campaign manager. I want to hire his campaign manager to be my
marketing. Right, dude. I cannot imagine what that dude went through watching that guy
blow his brains out just right in front of him.
I saw when I looked up his name, I saw Donald Trump Jr. said he'd pardon him if he was president just for the meme. And I quote, just for the meme.
Wasn't Selena Powell was trying to holler at Donald Trump Jr.?
He's an ugly motherfucker.
Who, Godzilla? Can we talk about Godzilla?
Oh yeah, somebody finally said Godzilla was cool.
You guys, who was it?
Finally, my ass. Finally, my ass. I've been screaming it was to it, the rooftops.
Was it Ranch Milk?
Yeah, it was.
She said Godzilla's cool.
But she also said she never seen a movie, so.
So I guess we'll see next week if anybody would think a Godzilla movie is cool.
I feel like I sound like way younger than everybody else. Like, I feel like I sound like some 15-year-old in a, like, podcast with, like, a bunch of 26-year-olds. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you literally are.
Yeah, but, like, I didn't think of me being almost 19, I'd still sound that much younger, you know?
See, I think you sound older than I did when I was fucking 19.
Yeah, but it's, yeah, true. I still have, like, a few more years of, probably a lot more years of my voice.
You're going to start talking like this in year two of the podcast. Welcome back to It's Hunter. I'm Hunter. I'm here with Henny. And we're talking about Bobby.
What'd you say about Bobby Sparkplugs?
Who is Bobby Sparkplugs?
What?
Oh, God. What? Don't get him going.
What?
No. Wait, is that you?
What? Well, Bobby Sparkplugs was
you
hardcore.
You need to make sure nobody has that copy
written. I already checked. No one uses it.
Fucking Bob.
Bobby Sparkplugs was Hardcore Holly's first wrestling name. They booked him as a NASCAR driver.
Fire.
And that leads me on the fact that there's like was there 8-year-olds riding that show? Like, here's a NASCAR driver, and your name is Bobby. Really? How creative can you be?
They literally looked around a car and said, oh, Bobby, spark plugs.
How creative can you fucking get?
Yo, I'm about to make y'all cry real quick. Someone's
you gonna mention my dead dad?
But there's a porn star called Honey Milk.
What?
She's not bad looking either, so I think you should shoot your
yo, you can be whatever you want, bitch.
You got me horny on the podcast.
Oh, her pussy's out. Ew, she's got a little peep tattoo. See what I mean?
Ew, I hate those tattoos. Like,
don't get
go to our media and scroll down about twice and you can see you're sucking a dick. But yeah, but I
whoa!
Hate those tattoos.
Whoa,
I hate those tattoos, bro.
Fuck.
When like it's a white person with their fucking whole arm basically tatted just straight black. That is so dumb.
I hate blackout tattoos. I fucking hate
what
them.
The fuck is the point of that?
Well, I know some people do it when they just have bad tattoos.
I can see that, but if you're doing it just to have a blacked out tattoo, you're fucking stupid and shouldn't get tattoos. Like, when I look at a tattoo, like, or want to get a tattoo, it's more of like, I want artwork on my body, not have blacked out nothingness. You know?
Alright, I mean, she's got a pimple.
There's some other porn star, too, that has that kind of tattoo. A whole, I think, like, because it was a I always saw him, like, I would watch this video, and it'd be the dude. Like, it was a dude porn star.
Is it the guy with all the letters that turn into black on his leg?
No, it was on his arm.
Don't know who I'm talking about.
No.
Ah.
It was some famous porn dude that was always with, like, the girl. And his arm was completely, all the way up to the shoulder, down to the wrist, completely black. And it always, every time I saw it, I, like, would watch a video and he'd be the dude, I'd be like, God damn it, now I'm going to be, like, focused on this guy's arm.
Mm-hmm. That's how I am with the guy I just mentioned. I look at his leg. Because it's really cool, honestly. It's a bunch of random letters, but then they mold into just all black, which is kind of cool that you, like, made it into something else, but you still just have an all black leg. Like, you, come on. It's just stupid. But his is pretty cool. Okay, Millie Bobby Brown's in Godzilla King Kong. She's the lead star.
Get the fuck out of here.
And Bill Skarsgård's fucking brother. So it's just It 2. It's It 3. Godzilla versus It. Who would win, actually, in Godzilla versus It?
It.
I actually haven't seen either of the new It movies.
I haven't either.
I've seen the old one, like the original, back in the 80s.
The new one shits on the OG. It does. It's really good.
that's no.
It's really good. The first one, I mean, the first one was a TV movie. Anyway, I lost my virginity to the old It movie, actually.
Wow.
That's a weird movie to lose your virginity to. I lost my virginity at a party.
I feel like that's weird.
I lost mine in a bathroom.
At a party?
No, at some other girl's apartment.
All my friends were either a year older or like 3 years older in high school. So
this almost sounds illegal.
No. The girl that I had sex with and lost my virginity to was, I think, in the same grade as me. But she was only like...
You think?
It was either my grade or the grade above in high school. Who gives a shit? No, none of my friends were inviting middle schoolers to the party. I was the youngest person that was allowed at those kind of things.
That's what I like to hear.
I was a freshman, and I was, I was freshman... 13, 14. I was definitely 14 and 15 in freshman year, but I was fucking seniors.
Can't relate. My high school life was sad.
Mine was too.
I had a pretty sweet high school life for sure before I started doing online school because all my friends left. I wasn't really friends with anybody in my grade.
You did online school?
In junior and senior year.
Oh shit, you honestly didn't miss out on anything.
Exactly. I had awesome. I had literally the best freshman and sophomore year of high school you could have. And then I was like, all right, fuck this, fuck waking up at 6 a.m. fuck you. So all my friends were like in college and I'm like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah, fuck that.
But so I lost my virginity in this, we go to this bedroom, and then all my friends who are older that have already, you know, not been virgins for a few years were like coming into the room, peeking their head, and were like, let's fucking go. And this like girls too, they're like, oh fuck yeah. Like, let's fucking go.
My high school, honestly, like, it was fun, but like high school kind of sucked for me. Like, I was getting laid, but like not till like junior senior year.
Same.
And like, it's funny because I look back and like I'm glad I wasn't like laying pipe down, like 30 second pipe in like junior, like sophomore year.
30 second pipe.
Oh dude, my first time was like maybe 20 something. During it.
Oh, God.
80% of my body is arachnophobia.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird that I lost my virginity to a movie about a clown that turns into a spider.
Really, though?
That's amazing.
And, yeah, I remember the whole sequence because it was like 20 seconds. I remember getting in. Because we used to have an issue because the second I would put a condom on, I would start going soft. And I was like, this just ain't doing it for me.
Dude, yeah. Fuck a condom.
So, well, ah!
I also don't have sex with like random ass girls.
I do.
If I did, I would wear one, but pretty much every single time I've had sex is like with a girl that I've either been talking to or am dating.
Even still though, like when I was dating my ex, I still liked using a condom because she was one of those fucking bitches who'd be like, yeah, like I'm not on anything. It's like, well, why am I going in raw?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not about to risk this. And she was also one of those people who'd be like, well, no, I'm pretty sure I can't even have kids. It's like, yeah, that's what they all fucking say until,
yeah, well, that's,
you're breastfeeding 9 months fucking later. Like, nah.
That's a plan B or abortion, dude. I'm
yeah
never having kids before I'm 30.
I am fucking 30, in 4 years, if I have a kid, I'll kill myself.
Dude, yeah, 100%. I'm probably not going to have kids at all.
I don't want them.
Right now, I don't like kids. Like, when I scroll through Instagram or Snapchat, like, watch Snapchat stories.
I unfollow people.
Dude, I see people that I knew in high school having kids or pregnant, and I'm like, I shudder in, like, disgust. Yeah. I'm like, ugh.
It's crazy, yo, because, like, I used to feel bad because, like, my sister don't have any kids. I used to feel bad being, like, well, damn, like, my mom, I'm sure, wants to be a grandmother. I'm, like, supposed to give her a kid. Then the older I got, I was like, yo, fuck that.
Oh, God.
Right.
Hell no.
I still feel like a child, dude. I cannot take care
of
an actual baby. Fuck that.
I still feel like a child.
Yeah, and when I'm your age, I won't want one.
Yeah, dude, like, I still feel like a fucking child. Like, when I think, even if I was much more settled like I was back in the day, like when I think about like that, even then, like my own place, like, no, I still don't fucking want a kid. I'm over here stabbing holes in the wall with a sword. Baby can't live here. Fuck that, yo. I would be happy if I died without having a kid.
Same.
And I'd also be happy if the baby died without me.
What?
It was an abortion joke, but
Okay.
It didn't really hit because I just talking about dead like children. Yeah, like, I'm gonna kill one child.
You ever seen inverted nipples?
No, I'm gonna Google it.
I don't think I have.
Actually, I should probably Bing it.
Yeah, you gotta Bing that one.
You gotta Bing that one.
Do they come out if you suck them?
No,
I don't even want to look it up.
No, it doesn't even. They look like puckerfish.
I fit it.
Wait, there's a WikiHow.
So I had like the PS3 when it had just came. I was in like 4th or 5th grade, and I was like playing Modern Warfare 2 every day, and I was trying so fucking hard. Yo, so hard to get into a challenge lobby to get all the fucking titles and emblems and all the camos and shit on the guns. So dude, basically, I found somebody and he was like, yeah, I could get you into this. That's there. I'm going to send you a message and it's going to have like the instructions on how to get into it. So he sends me the message and I open it and it's a picture of the blue waffle. And I didn't know what it was. So I went up. So I got my mom and I was like, Mom,
my God.
I was like, Mom, what's a blue waffle? And she goes, no, I don't know what that is. Show me what you're talking about. So I took her down to where my PS3 was. I pulled it up. I'm like, look, some guy just sent me this.
Oh.
Yeah. That was.
I just sent y'all the wiki how to change an inverted nipple, but that's besides the point. It was just really strange.
I gotta see this.
Option 3 is to suck on it.
Grade 1 inversion.
This is. I'm on. Well, now I'm on the method number 2.
Grade 2.
No. You ever heard of ZooShock.com?
I don't like the sound of it. Man. The early 2000s was a fucking wasteland for the internet. Holy shit. Like, when I look back, like, none of that shit was normal.
No.
There was 2 girls, 1 cup.
That was fake.
1 guy, 1 jar. Well, yeah, 2 girls, 1 cup was fake. But even still, in the moment when it came out.
Everybody thought, I didn't know it was fake until like 3 years ago.
Yeah, I didn't learn.
No, same. Like, I learned recently. Yeah,
that shit. Oh my god,
that shit fucked me up. I'm like, damn, that shit was fake. I've been betrayed.
Just thinking about it, it makes me want to fucking throw up.
Y'all ever see the 4-girl finger paint?
Yes.
No.
That was the one I never got closer to puking than when I watched the 4-girl finger paint. That was disgusting. No, that was 2 girls, 1 finger. The Asian girls where they were vomiting on each other.
No, I thought the 4 girls finger painting one was
They were like the Polish bitches. The 4-girl finger paint was like the Polish bitches. Finger painting on each other with shit.
I gotta take a piss. I'll be right back, boys.
He's getting away from the disgusting conversation, dude. We need to stop talking about this. I'm gonna throw up my fucking brain. So I got my Japanese. So I've only 3 days in because I took the weekend off. You know, I'm gonna treat it like a school subject. Do Monday through Friday. So far, I just know because I'm trying to learn hiragana completely before I start like actually learning anything else.
Yeah, and, you know, you definitely got to start with the bare bones.
But then you didn't even know what the Damakuten were.
I have no idea what the fuck Damakuten is, dude.
Yeah, so I just know the vowels right now. I got the vowels down. A is A. I is E. Then it's U is
E-O.
There you go.
Are we speaking Italian in this bitch?
Japanese, baby.
We're speaking what?
I'm learning Japanese.
Are we speaking Italian in this bitch?
Yeah, I'm on like day 4 of learning Japanese.
I don't know. My brain is like warped. I don't know. I think I'm like half fucking dead, dude. I don't know anymore.
Half dead.
What have you been up to, FaceTat? Fitness, food, and what else?
So I can give you a rundown of my day if y'all want that.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
Fuck it. Yeah, wake up around like 7:40, just like ranch milk. You know, get the coffee made. Cry the future for about an hour.
Understandable.
And then watch that McMillions documentary on HBO.
Oh, I've heard that's really good.
What's that?
That's about scamming like the Monopoly game.
Yeah, back in what, like the 80s or 90s or some
shit? The Mafia or whatever, right?
Yeah,
some shit like that.
Yeah.
I heard it was really good. I need to watch it.
So I'm drunk as a bitch over here off 2 White Claws.
The new ones?
Yeah, the new ones.
Boo.
Still haven't had them, bro.
I don't like them.
Yeah.
How's the mango, at least?
I don't like the mango. That's the one out of the whole thing I don't like. But the lemon tastes like Sprite.
I don't know about that.
Oh.
And we don't have to fight over that one.
I mean, the lemon's all right, but I'm going to say the lime is still better.
You got to mix the two.
Yeah. The
only shitty thing is you got to buy two packs if you want
to. Or you just. Wait, no, I think they might have tall boys of each one.
Yeah, true.
Oh, yeah, I've but down here, definitely not.
Down here, like, you're not in the northern part of the country.
You know what I mean? Down, up, left, right. Dog, when I'm up here, everything's down. How have the dating apps been going for y'all? Because I've...
Oh, my shit's been booming.
I haven't matched with my fucking anyone. Booming, fuck but... you. Nah, fuck nah, you, nah, nah. Fuck you.
Man, I'm just looking for a friend at this point, man. I just need somebody to talk to.
That's deadass how I be feeling when I'm going through fucking Bumble. I'm just like, just match with me and be chill. I don't even care. I ain't even trying to fuck. We're quarantined. I don't even give a fuck. Just be nice to me.
For real. You heard me? Get on Tinder and change your location. No, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I fucked a girl from Penn State. She was gross.
She was gross.
I don't got no shots around. I need to smoke this dope is what I need to do.
You were really drunk last podcast, I think.
What, bitch?
You were really drunk for the last podcast, I'm pretty sure.
Dude, I editing that podcast, I hated myself.
Yeah, you're really fucking drunk, bro.
Dude, I had this whole fucking revelation while editing. It was fucked up.
You were all right. You were definitely just drunk as shit.
We all got to get drunk and watch an old Godzilla movie.
Godzilla watch along. And then
yeah, do it.
We can put a link in like the podcast description so then the audience can watch also.
I'm so down in like 2 weeks,
that'd
to be honest.
Pretty sweet.
I'm down.
Do your outro.
Oh, fuck, I was going to ask you if you wanted to do the outro. All right.
I'll do the outro.
Yeah, do it.
All right. This has been Internet Phantoms Podcast episode 4 or 5. I don't fucking know.
It's definitely been, episode 4. It's definitely episode 4. It's episode 4.
Episode 4. There you go. It's been me, Hunter, and my co-host, Johnny, some Henny Milk. And then we've had our lovely guest and co-host / face tat.
/ intern / oh my god. There's no cop today.
All right. Thank you.
Have a blessed one, everybody.
Yeah. And don't forget, next week we will find out Godzilla might be cool.
Maybe. And also, we had a Ranch on here. Forgot.
Yeah. Shout out Ranch.
Shout out Ranch.
Shout out Logan. He couldn't make it because he's hanging out with his mom. Well, his
baby mama.
Yeah. Thank you again, Hunter, for that beautiful outro.
I did my best. That was my first outro.
I smell like apple pie.